The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so it can bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I have spoke with you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them up and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Our gospel reading that we heard today, or tonight, it's an extension of the story of the Last Supper. Jesus is having a conversation to his disciples after his death and resurrection to bear fruit. It's like an extension of Jesus saying, go and make disciples. But why is John, the Gospel of John, say this to all of us or to the Christians earlier? And the word that struck me, especially in this particular gospel, mentioned 7 times in the gospel. Can you guess? The word is remain. And if you look at the translation of the word remain, it also talks about dwell. It talks about a dwelling place, a home. So what's the context of this dwelling place or home or remain to what we're talking about in the gospel? Jesus said, the Father and I is one. The Father remains in me. Jesus is talking about his relationship to the Father. And thinking about this, there's another word that struck me. The word is prune, or pruning. And I look at it online. I'm not a farmer. That's why I look it up online and I said, it's a process that involves time and precision to cut something from the branch, the grapes. The only pruning I know is red wine or white wine. And the thing that I learned about this also, the precision that the farmer make, when to do it, how to do it. And last week, we had a meeting here with other priests in the deanery, and I sat next to a friend of mine. He is from the Middle East, who serves or serving here in this deanery or in this area. He's from the Middle East and said, can you tell me more about pruning? Can you tell me more about grapes? Can you tell me about producing wine? And he said, don't worry about that. People are used to that. But I'm going to tell you about something new, maybe that you never heard before. In the Middle East, people eat also the leaves of the grapes. It's like a tamale. What's our pruning involves? I thought about this and I read about this before. St. Teresa of Avila talks about pruning, but in a different image. St. Teresa of Avila talks about pruning in the image of an onion. Everybody cooks here, I guess. When you peel an onion, layer by layer, what's left in the middle? Can you guess? An onion. I'm just kidding, people. It's an onion, but also the transparency of the core, which you can see yourself through it. And I think about this and read more about it. How can we apply that pruning or peeling that layer to our life? God sees who we are. God knows who we are, but do we know ourselves? Do we know our real self? True self, false self? Who you are in this world will help you to understand who you will become and what can you do in the world. And thinking about this, with why is it pruning? Life is not perfect. If we talk about relationship of God the Father and God the Son, our human relationship is not perfect either. My question is, I've been asking about this myself, how's my relationship with my other people or other friends and neighbors or the parishioners or my loved ones? I remember when I was growing up, when we were kids, with four boys, we fought a lot. We did not like each other. Young adults, the more we don't like each other. And then when we were young adults, sayonara, Mateos, we were all over the world. We dispersed. And then something happened. Nothing tragic, but something joyful happened in my family's life. When my brothers started having children of their own, we changed. When my brothers having children of their own, the new life that had been experienced or given to us, changed us. Now, our relationship is better. We FaceTime once a week with my nephews and my nieces. I said, this is too much Mateo time. I can't handle that. But yet, there's something about that I want to share to you this week also that, and ask you, how's your relationship with one another? How's your relationship with your loved ones? Some are broken, and we recognize and acknowledge that. There's nothing wrong about that. But what can we learn in our gospel story? Jesus never condemned, but only love. Think about this. Paul was joining the disciples. But the disciples were so afraid because they were persecuted by this man and wanted to become Jesus' disciples. What is he thinking? St. Paul needed pruning. Think about this also. The disciples, especially Peter, Judas, they needed pruning. They were not perfect. Christ chose those people who are not perfect. If our humanity is not perfect, our relationship is not perfect either. What can we learn from all of this? Whatever grace you need to repair or just to acknowledge that this relationship is not easy with my brother, with my sister, with my parents, or anyone, ask God today. Make an effort, maybe just even to pray for them, because one way or the other, we are connected, whether you like it or not. When you put the onions on your eyes, makes you cry. But when you eat it and cook it, especially with your tacos, it's delicious. It says something to us. When you cook, process involves. When you prepare a meal, it involves love. I think that's what's about relationship is. I'm not saying you cook your own relationship. Nope. The process is involved. The process will heal whatever it is. So whatever you're carrying through this year, or this week, or today, offer them to God. God will listen. Are you willing to listen to yourself as well? May God bless us all. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'll see you around.